Adventures of Dr. Tweedy, written by Robert Riley Crutcher, featuring Harry Von Zell and starring Frank Morgan. Dr. Thaddeus Q. Tweedy, Dean of Men at Potts College, is lecturing his 11 to 12 o'clock class. His students are wide-eyed with breathless attention. Every eye in the room is on the face of
the clock. Stop looking at the clock. I know you're hungry. I'm hungry, too. Now, to continue. In my opinion, Socrates, the ancient Greek scholar, is one of the greatest philosophers who ever lived. I'm going to have that clock taken out. Furthermore, when the class bell rings, I'd appreciate it if you would remain in your seats until I've had the opportunity to say... Class dismissed. This is the last year I'll teach a class before lunch. Oh, Baldy.
Hey,
Baldy.
Hey, Doc.
What are you... Yeah.
Me and Baldy come over to bring you something important.
Welby, I told you to keep Baldy at home. Oh, you're a bad dog. Always following me to school.
Tell him, Baldy. You'll keep quiet. Doc, I'm sorry, but the postman brung this registered letter for you.
A registered letter?
Yes,
for me?
Yes.
Well, why? It's from the Pomegranate, a publishing company. Oh, yes. I sent them the outline of a book I intended to write. Dear sir, we received the outline of your proposed book on the life of the Greek philosopher Socrates. Enclosed herewith is a check for $250 in advance royalty.
$250?
Yes.
Doc, you're as rich as Croker.
They bought it. I've got to run home and dust off my typewriter. No, I have to eat my lunch first. Let Baldy eat it. No, keep Baldy here. I don't want him starting a fight with a cafeteria cat. I'll be out as soon as I eat the cat.
I know the Doc always gets so excited.
Sweetie, you're late for the cafeteria.
Hello, Mrs. Apopolis. I'll have a 3-minute toast on a book. A book on an egg. Oh, no. Never mind. I'm too excited to eat.
Excited? No appetite?
Yes. No, I can't.
Sweetie, sweetie dumpling, you're in love.
Oh, no, I...
And with a purple is nuts. Oh, I'm gorgeous. I'm such a lovely creature.
Mrs. Apopolis, I have good news. I'm going to write a book. It's about one of your fellow countrymen, a brother Greek.
A Greek? My brother?
Yes, the book I'm writing about is Socrates.
Socrates?
Yes.
Oh, you're right, Chino. You should write a book about him. He's a terrific Greek.
Yes. The noblest Greek of them all. If it were only possible to talk with him and learn more about his life.
Ah, Tweedle, for you I'd do anything.
Yes.
You want to meet Socrates?
Yes.
Okay, honey bunny, I'll dig him up for you.
Dig him up? Oh, Mrs. Poplar, you jest.
Jest, don't worry about a thing.
You see, there were many Greek philosophers, and Socrates... Oh, dear, how did Baldy get in here?
We will get Baldy out of here before my tomcat Acropolis sees him.
Yes, Baldy. No, it's too late. He sees him. Baldy, stay away from him.
Acropolis, don't do it.
Got it, Baldy. This typewriter needs a new ribbon.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah.
Would you mind if I sit here in my rocking chair and finish darning your socks?
What a picture you make, Welby. Sitting there in the rocker with your lap full of darning. Whistler's mother.
Oh, thanks, Doc.
When Socrates was 8 months old, a lot of changes came into his life. His family moved to Athens.
Hey, Doc, you know something? You're writing that so good I can hear him crying.
Yeah. Sounds just like there's a baby out in the front porch. Baby on the front porch. Oh, this basket? Who left this baby on my front porch? You're supposed to be a watchdog. Why didn't you watch? No, stop it. You're too late now. Baldy, stop licking him. Her, it, whatever it is. You like the baby, don't you, Baldy? But we can't leave it out here on the porch. Come on, baby. We'll take the basket inside. Well, B, look. See what I've got.
Yeah, what? Well, what do you know? A baby.
Yeah.
And you was only gone a couple of minutes.
I found it on the front porch. Somebody left it there.
No, of all the noise.
Yeah.
We got a sign out there that says, please make all deliveries in the rear.
How could anyone abandon such a beautiful baby? Well, upsy-daisy, I want to look at you. A tiny button nose. Let go of Uncle Tweety's nose. Well, that's better. Ah, those blue eyes and those tiny hands. Ow! He punched me right in the eye. How can such a little hand fold into a fist? It's trying to talk.
Yeah, it is. Hey, say that again, kid. Oh, now the kid says it's hungry, Doc.
Yes, well, that's a safe translation. Might well be, Welby. Babies are always...
Oh. I think I used to be a baby. Yes, I used to look just like that.
Now, come down, Tweety. You're a pretty little baby. You don't look anything like Welby.
Hey, Doc, listen, you know something? We can't keep no baby around here while you're writing a book. Well, what are we going to do with it?
Never mind, Welby. I know exactly what to do in a case like this. Come along, baby. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay. Jay, the doc is a sweet guy. He'll probably walk all over the neighborhood looking for the kid's parents. I know. I'll call the cops and tell them to give the doc a hand. 6, 2, 3, 4. Oh, hello, police station? Yeah, this is Welby Skinkle speaking from 1313 College Lane. I want you should organize a manhunt on account of a little baby. Where was it? On the front porch in a basket. Huh? No, it didn't walk away. It's too young. What did you say? Yeah, it's an abduction, yeah. Yeah. Hello? That's funny, he hung up. Wonder what an abduction is.
You don't say. Then what happened after you left the hospital? Well, this is a fascinating conversation. But we'll have to continue it some other time. Here's the police station. I'll put your basket right here on this bench, baby. I beg your pardon, officer.
Just a minute, Bud. Relax. Can't you see I'm busy making out a report?
Yes, well, I have a...
Case like this makes me wish I was out on a beat instead of being stuck behind this desk.
What happened?
Some no-good, cheap, chiseling punk swiped a baby.
No! What a dastardly deed.
Don't upset yourself, citizen.
Well,
we'll nail the guy who did it.
Well, this is absolutely no excuse for a thing like that.
Yeah, when we catch the rat, he'll have an excuse. They always do, and it's always the same one.
Yes.
They found it on a streetcar.
Somebody
left it on their doorstep.
I got...
And they always say they were on their way to report the matter to the police.
Do they always say that?
After they get out of the hospital.
Hospital? You send them there for a physical checkup?
Yeah. When we bring them in, they're always falling down and hurting themselves on the head. We help them up with our nightstick. Now, citizen, what can I do for you?
Yes. Will you sell me a ticket for the policeman's ball?
Back to Frank Morgan as the fabulous Dr. Tweedy. The baby says Dr. Tweedy found it on the front porch and took it to the police station. The police were so busy hunting for a missing baby that Dr. Tweedy decided not to disturb them. Now the baby says Dr. Tweedy is taking it to the foundling home.
Now, baby, you be quiet as a mouse. Please, baby, please. Now, be a good baby. I'm going to put you down here on the steps of the foundling home. And then?
Yes? And then what?
Good day, madam.
And then what?
Then, yes.
Just why are you trying to leave that baby on my doorstep? Are you the stork?
No. No, I'm not. I want to explain how I happened to have this baby.
Well?
Well, I was sitting at home quietly in my study writing a book. I found this baby right in the middle of the first chapter.
That book will never be a bestseller.
No. Well, no. I found the baby on my front porch. I'm merely doing my duty by bringing it to the proper authorities.
Then why didn't you ring the bell and tell me about it in the first place?
Ring the bell? Oh, that's right. I never thought of that.
Why didn't you knock?
Knock. Well, I didn't want to wake up all the other babies.
Very well. I'll accept the child as a foundling.
Wonderful. Good day, madam.
Just a moment. Right. I'll have to have your name for the police investigation. They try very hard to find out who the child's father is.
Oh, well, naturally. Every child has a father.
And, of course, they check on reports of missing babies.
Well, naturally.
Your name, please.
Name? Thaddeus Hugh Smith. S-M-I-T-H-E, Smith.
Address?
If that's the police car, you can reach me at the Popfield Hospital. The Life of Socrates by Thaddeus Q. Smith. I'll start the page again. When Socrates was 8 months old, a lot of changes were coming into his life. His family moved to Athens. Oh, no, not another interruption.
It's the front door, Doc. I'll get it. Hey, Doc.
Yes?
Announce to Mrs. DePopolis, that's Squire.
Sweet, my sweet, you good kid. Look at the Popolis. Today I'm wearing turtle bushes and a turtleneck sweater. I'm the rugged outdoor type girl.
Rugged, yes. Well, then you're not angry about what my Baldy did to your Acropolis.
Oh, no. Today Acropolis loves everybody.
Yeah.
When I wear saddle bushes, I don't have to wear a tight girdle, which is choking me. These saddle bushes, big loose pants. I'm footloose and fancy free. Ah, you're looking at a happy Greek.
Yes.
Open your eyes, Tweedledutty, and sneak a peek.
Oh. All right. Mrs. Popolis, what a costume. What an outfit. What an ensemble.
And some people, it would look lousy, but on me, it looks good. Ah, Popolis is hot today.
Yes, I just got burned. You have an incredible couturier.
Now, wait a minute. Sport not so fast. What's this, couturier?
Mrs. Popolis, please, I want to get on with my book about Socrates.
Well, that's why Popolis is here. Like I promised, I dug up Socrates.
But he's been dead over 2,000 years.
No, kid, you're making a mistake. Socrates is my brother. He's still alive. He's hutsy-tutsy.
Socrates? You've got a brother named Socrates?
Well, Matt, sweet, like you said, he's the noblest Greek of them all. You said you wanted to meet him.
Yes.
So, here he is. Socrates, come in here and meet Tweedle, my favorite Tweedle.
How do I get into these things?
Hello, Tweedle. Here's Socrates. Your troubles are over, kid.
I wish I could believe you.
Look at me. I am tall, dark, and handsome.
Yes.
I drive all the women crazy. What a gorgeous brute I am. You write a book about me, and they buy it for moving pictures.
Yeah. Well, how do you do, Socrates? I'd like to offer you a glass of hemlock. I mean, I'll have tea.
No, thanks. Boy, am I feeling good.
Yeah.
I came down here without the missus. I don't have a wife, which is choking me. What a free and easy feeling. You're looking at a happy Greek.
Yeah. I'm looking at two happy Greeks. Would you sit down on the sofa?
Okay, so far, so good.
You're hot today.
Yes. I think I should explain that there's been a slight mistake. Socrates has been dead for 2,000 years.
Now, wait a minute, sport. Not so fast. Socrates is not dead. I am full of life. I'm bulging all over with gorgeous muscles.
Yes. Well, you don't understand. The Socrates I'm writing my book about was an ancient Greek philosopher, an historical figure.
Oh, well, that can't be me. My figure is gorgeous.
And my figure is gorgeous, too.
Yes, well, I brought this on myself. To continue, your sister made a little mistake, but I'm willing to take all the blame and reimburse you for the unnecessary trip.
Oh, well, that's okay, sweetie. I enjoyed it, and so did my little baby.
Baby?
Oh, what a cute kiddo. I got little Spartica next door in the backyard in the basket. Getting big and strong with plenty sunshine.
Yeah.
My baby's got a cute trick.
Yes?
Always punching people in the eye.
Yeah, punching the eye, backyard, next door, basket. Baldy must have pulled it over to the porch.
Oh, no! Oh, how I love that kiddo.
Yes.
If anybody ever did anything to my Spartica,
I'd
crush him with my bare hands.
I guess it's...
I'd break every bone in his body.
Yes.
Where are you going, Tweedle?
Bones. Excuse me. I'll be right back. Welby! Welby!
Yeah, Doc?
Welby, look out that back window. Is there a basket in Mrs. Apopolis' backyard?
No, Doc.
Well, let me see. Oh, dear. Marks along the ground. Baldy dragged that basket with a baby in it over to my front porch. It is Socrates' baby. I've got to get him back from the foundling home.
What? That was Socrates' baby? The guy that's been dead 2,000 years? Hey, that's a good trick.
Oh, it's you again, Mr. Smith.
Yes, I'm afraid you're mistaken. The name is Tweedy. Thaddeus Q, Ph.D.
You told me your name is Smith.
Yes, well, I also told you I didn't want that baby, but I'd like it back immediately.
Mm-hmm. I see. Very well. You step this way, Dr. Tweedy.
Yes.
There she is. That nice policeman is holding her.
Policeman?
Yes, remember me?
Shall I leave you two gentlemen alone?
Oh, no, please, stay here. I'm afraid I'll fall down and hurt my head.
Okay, let's have the excuses.
Officer, surely you don't think that I'm the type that this is all a nonsense. I mean, I wouldn't, I couldn't, I didn't, I How many years will I get?
A citizen by the name of Welby Skinkle called from 1313 College Lane and reported a missing baby.
Welby got me into this?
Yeah.
But he works for me. I live at 1313 College Lane. See, here's my driver's license.
It expired 3 months ago. That's a $10 fine.
Well, I know, but I came over on a bicycle.
Bicycle?
Yeah. Here's your $10. Now, let me tell you what happened. I was working on my
making book.
No. I heard my Baldy barking outside, and this... his license expired. Here's the $2. Wait, now I can prove that Welby Skinkle works for me. Here's a picture of him mowing my lawn. That's me asleep in the hammock.
That's Welby Skinkle?
Yes.
Well, I've been looking for him since New Year's Eve.
Oh, you have? Will $10 cover it?
Look, if that dope is the guy who called me, let's forget the whole thing. Here's your kid.
Oh, well, thank you, officer, thank you. Come on, Spartica. Ow! Goodbye.
But, officer, why'd he leave his baby here in the first place?
Well, I've heard about Tweedy. He's one of those absent-minded professors over at the college. Nice, respectable bachelor. He's... Bachelor?
Here's some more tea for you, Mrs. Apopolis.
Thank you, kid.
Yeah, and here's a cup for your brother, Socrates.
Nice work, Spork.
Yeah, 2,000 years old. You don't look it. No, he don't look a day over 1,000. Well, you help yourself. I'll see you later.
Thank you, fat boy.
Boy, what a figure that Welby has. Look at those curves, Socrates.
Oh, forget it, kiddo. Yours is much more gorgeous than his.
No.
Hey, baby, Sweetle. What are you doing with my Spartacus?
Well, I just couldn't resist going out and looking at the little rascal. She's beautiful. We went for a little run, a walk. And, well, she's such a striking little girl. Ow!
Oh, she's crazy about you. Yes. She hits you in the eye.
Yeah. Oh, Spider, girl, I can get along fine. I'm so sorry that you have to go back home right away and take her from me.
Who says we got to go home right away? We stay.
Oh, no, no. You've got to go home.
Oh, no. If you love Spartica so much, we're going to stay a whole week.
Oh, no.
Here, you can play with them now. My sister and me are going to a movie. So long, Pop.
Oh. Come on, Spartica. You can sit on Uncle Tweety's lap while he works on his book. I'll start the page again. When Socrates was 8 months old, a lot of changes came into his life. His family moved to Athens. Oh, dear, changes.
Frank Morgan will be back in just a moment. But first, here is... Here again is Frank Morgan with his thought for the week.
My topic for today is love. A girl in love soon discovers that a man isn't necessarily a good match just because he's always lit. Which brings me to my thought for the week. When two lovers kiss and make up, she gets the kiss and he gets the makeup. Good morning.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education. ¶¶